Thank you for your introduction. Today, I'd like to talk about effects of stereoscopic presentation of visually induced motion sickness. But before starting my research study, I'd like to introduce one thing. So recently, as you already know, moving image technology has been revolutionarily developed. So we enjoyed many different types of moving images and also different types of image effects. And even recently, 3D images we can enjoy. But sometimes, in some conditions, we will suffer from undesirable biomedical effects, such as photosensitive seizures, visual induced motion sickness, and also visual fatigue caused by stereoscopic images. So to reduce this risk, we made a term, image safety, which has a concept to protect people from any physiological and psychological risks on human health, which will be caused by any different types of electronic displays. So in this talk, we would like to talk about visual induced motion sickness. This is very important from the viewpoint of 3D image safety. So for the 3D image safety, of course, this is important for viewers for considering the health risks. But also, this is very important to promote and also support the recent expansion of 3D market. So for this promotion, we need to one resolution is that to make guidelines. But for the guideline, we need to accumulate scientific data. So I'd like to talk about today about the scientific data, especially on visually induced motion sickness in the situation of 3D images. So this is the question. So are 3D images more effective to induce visually induced motion sickness than 2D images? Visually induced motion sickness is generally explained in terms of a cue conflict between visual and other sensory information, which transmit information of observer's body state. And also, in this theory, we can say that when visual information becomes more strong or efficient to transmit information of observer's body state, the conflict will be more obvious for central nervous system. Then, visual induced motion sickness may be more easily induced and becomes severe. So, this is the one example of this, which is the size effect. As you may already know, when image size becomes larger, visual induced motion sickness becomes more severe. Actually, these reports are concerning on this issue. But how about the 3D images? 3D image itself do not extend field of view, of course. However, they extend space in depth direction. So in that sense, 3D image may be effective to induce visual induced motion sickness. So if so, to how much extent are the 3D images effective? So the purpose of our study is to examine effects of stereoscopic presentation on visually induced motion sickness. So to do this, the same visual contents with 3D and 2D images are presented to observers, while psychological and physiological measurements are taken. So this is the method about the visual stimulus. So as I mentioned, we use 2D and 3D images, which has the same content. for the content, we made a computer graphics movies, which shows the front view images from the a kind of vehicle going through the streets. This is actually the top view of streets. It is rather a small figure, so you may not see so well. But so this is the a magnified images, for example. So this is the street and the vehicle going through this yellow path. And during that time, we added the motion, pitch and roll, with amplitude of 30 degrees and temporal frequency of 0.167 hertz. So I will show you the demonstration video. So now pitch motion is added to the to the motion going through the street. It may be a little bit strange, but we added this strange motion because I'd like to induce visually induced motion sickness during watching this video. So and now this is pitch, but after 1 minute later, roll motion will be added, whose temporal frequency and amplitude is the same. Okay, and why this amplitude and temporal frequency was chosen? Okay, I will explain with the data which was previously obtained. So actually, in a previous experiments, we measured subjective scores during watching the pitch or yaw or roll motion, and those motion has different temporal frequency and also different amplitude. And finally, we found that not temporal frequency, but the peak velocity, or I mean the velocity is the dominant for the determining the severe level of visual induced motion sickness. But however, here, I'd like to mention that, so this is the condition which I used in this experiment. And this is not so severe because, I mean, this line shows the subjective score, so larger value means that larger severeness. But this is not so severe in a sense because these are rather larger values. But I chose this values or condition because if the severeness of visual induced motion sickness is saturated, then we cannot compare the 2D and 3D. So that is the reason. Okay, and also this is the apparatus and optical conditions. We used a JVC 46 inches 3D monitor and image presentation software was a stereoscopic player. And also this is the optical conditions. Viewing distance was 170 centimeter. This is the 3 triple values of height of the visual display. And then the display size is the 33.8 by 18.9 degrees. And this is the measurement. So we conducted or did two different measurements. One is psychological and the other one is physiological. For the psychological measurement, we asked observers to subjective score of comfortability every 1 minute during watching the video. And this is the 5-point scale for the subjective scoring. So -2 means very uncomfortable, and +2 means very comfortable. And also we asked observer to score the or perform the simulated sickness questionnaire. Maybe you know this simulated sickness questionnaire, but I will explain a little bit. So this is very popular in this field, I mean for the measuring the visually induced motion sickness and also a simulated sickness. There's 16 symptoms listed here, and each of them, observer need to score with 4-point scale of this. And then total score and also the subtotal score will be discussed for evaluating the sickness. And also, we measured physiological matters like ECG and also photoplethysmograph. But in this study, I will just explain the result from the ECG. Sorry. And observers were 34 adults. And they are naive as to the purpose of the experiment, and they are normal or corrected to normal visual acuity. And also they have normal stereoscopic vision. And this is the procedures. So each observer watched a movie twice, I mean the different movie. One is 2D and the other one is 3D. And there's two trials. With some rest period. And in each period, 10 minutes video will be presented, either 2D or 3D. And before and after that, there's a gray background was just shown for the control of measuring the physiological matters. And of course, the order was counterbalance among the observers for the 2D and 3D images. Okay, so this is the result. This is the result from the group or observers who watched the 3D images first and 2D images in the second. And this is the reverse order condition. So as you see here, this line shows the subjective scores of comfortability, and minus means that uncomfortable. So and this is the timeline, and during this period, observer just watched the CZ movies. And as you see, 3D images has more smaller values than 2D, but there's an order effect. And this is the final result, I mean the average of these. And we found that significant difference between the scores at this and also these, and also some tendencies here. And this is the result from the SSQ, simulated sickness questionnaire. This is a nausea subscore, oculomotor, and disorientation subscores. And this is the total scores. And this is the score. There's no significant difference in these, but for the nausea sub-values, there's a significant difference between these 2D and 3Ds. And also, this is physiological data. This is a ratio of LF per HF. This is the indicator of sympathetic activity. If the value increases, then sympathetic activity becomes higher. And the previous reports about the visual induced motion sickness, when the observer suffers from visual induced motion sickness, then sympathetic activity becomes higher. So we check this. But unfortunately, although the tendency is the value from the 3D conditions are larger than 2D, but there's no significant difference here, but only here there's some tendencies. Okay, so discussion. The result indicates the effects of 3D images on visual induced motion sickness, but we need to check for the observer's response, whether that response may be rated simply on the different appearance of 3D and 2Ds. So for checking that, we asked or interviewed observer whether they found there's some difference between the two images. But we found that there's almost all the observers were not aware of the difference. So in that sense, the results are not affected by an awareness of the image difference by observers. And based on the Q-conflict theory, how can we explain the results? When visual information becomes more efficient to transmit information of observer's body state, visual induced motion sickness will be more severe. If we can say so, then the following may explain the results. Visual information of 3D images give us clear 3D space. Therefore, it is more easier to get body state information such as body position and body direction based on 3D images. And also, there's some individual difference. Some observers did not change score from zero through the trial. But another one observer ceased the trial because of the symptoms of motion sickness. So this is the histogram of the score for each period, every 1 minute. So these are the lower score, and these are the zero. So although the average values are significantly different between 2D and 3D images, there are large overlaps of histograms at each period of the trials. So I can say that each individual does not necessarily get sick more severely with 3D images than 2D images. And okay, so I will cut this. And this is the conclusion. So stereoscopic images are more effective to induce visually induced motion sickness than 2D images. There was significant difference in subjective scores and slight tendency in physiological data. And also, we need to say there are, however, large individual difference. Each individual does not necessarily get sick more severely with stereoscopic image than 2D images. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Question? Okay.
That's very nice, and it makes sense. But I wonder, in terms of the mechanism that causes the sickness, by the way you did the study, it would be hard to know whether it's stereo plus motion or whether it's just stereo. So I wonder if it'd be interesting to do a condition where you have stereo versus non-stereo, but no motion.
I see. Would you say in the last sentence? Sorry about this.
You're probably right. It probably is to do with the feeling of motion through the visual system that you get more of that with stereo. Mm-hmm. But someone could say it could just be the stereo alone, mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the motion.
I see.
And so it'd be nice to have a control condition where you had no motion, stereo and non-stereo, and then hopefully everyone would say, I feel fine. And then you have your result with the motion, and that's where you see the effect.
Thank you very much. I totally agree. it's a shame to not to explain this that kind of result. So I will try to do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Maybe one short question is acceptable, but okay?
Just with Marty's.
Is that right?
with Marty's point, I guess you could randomize the phase structure in the movies.
Sorry, I cannot hear.
Continuing from Marty's point, you could randomize the phase structure in the movies. So you could keep the motion in there, but maybe get rid of the second order structure and then see if you get the effect still.
Would you speak more loud? Sorry.
If you took the image into the Fourier domain and scrambled the phase structure, that might be a way of getting rid of the sort of second order information in the motion, and that might get rid of the effect.
It's a similar idea.
Yeah.
To get rid of the visual sensation of motion.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. I think we're running out of time, so thank you very much.